Blog Talk Radio.
Like never before, we're waging war.
Anoint my head,
oh, yeah.
Anoint my feet.
Feel the
raining down here on the battleground.
For your glory,
for your glory,
we're taking
territory, fighting unseen enemies.
Like never before,
we're waging war.
I'm tired of principality messing with me.
Waging war.
Yeah. Attack of the enemy on African Americans. Good afternoon. This is Healthy Choices with Perry on Blog Talk Radio, and we are coming to you live from our studio in Atlanta, Georgia. This is African American, or actually National Minority Health Awareness Month, and Ms. Perry will be addressing some of the needs of the minorities in health. And without further ado, here's Ms. Perry.
Good evening, listeners. Thank you for tuning in this day. How's everybody doing? Well, I'll tell you one thing. I am angry continually about the health crisis among African Americans and other minorities in this country. People, we need to fight back against these chronic diseases, especially among African American women, men, and children are being attacked. And one of the most prevalent diseases attacking us is totally preventable and it's reversible. What are we doing? Why are so many of us losing kidneys and eyesight and heart disease? We are not fighting like we need to fight with some lifestyle changes that can make a difference. So many of us are dying of heart attacks. We're dying of strokes. We're dying of morbid obesity, and these things are preventable. We're not exercising. We're eating whatever we want to eat. We're eating large amounts of it. We're eating too much sugar, too much fat, too much processed foods, too much fast foods. We are not fighting back. We cannot depend on pharmaceuticals alone. We need to find out what we need to eat. Your medicine should be your food. Hypocrisy says, and I totally agree, let your food be your medicine and medicine be your food. Eat to live, not live to eat. Primarily, we're coming out with this type 2 diabetes, this hypertension, cardiovascular disease, stroke. It's primarily related to what we're doing and what we're not doing. And I hear people say, well, my grandmother died of it, so I'm going to have it too. Well, you know what? That is the biggest lie the devil can tell you. One thing we must understand, genetics may load the gun, but your lifestyle pulls the trigger. Fight back. Let's push back from this fast foods, this fried foods, these sweets, these trans fats that are found in saturated fats. They're found in the foods that we're eating. These things are increasing our sugar. It's elevating our cholesterol. It is stopping us in our tracks because we're not fighting back. Let's wage war against the devil. This industry with type 2 diabetes is a multi-billion dollar industry. People, we have to understand, they're making money off of us simply because we don't fight back. We are quickly to depend on a pill, on insulin, on so many pharmaceuticals. Now they have clinics where you can go and get your dialysis. It's a franchise now. You can buy a dialysis clinic. and making money from people in need of, instead of educating people and teaching people how to eat right, how to include more fruits, grains, vegetables, nuts, seeds into their nutritional lifestyle. Instead, we're getting all this fast food, McDonald's and Burger King and Kentucky Fried Chicken and frozen foods and processed foods, very little fresh food. People, we are killing ourselves with our forks, spoons, and knives, and that's the truth. We're killing ourselves slowly, but truly we're killing ourselves, and we need to stop. When will we stop? How many of us have to die? We're now finding these chronic diseases in children. We're finding type 2 diabetes. We're finding obesity. We're finding elevated blood sugar levels. We're finding elevated cholesterol in children, teenagers, and yet younger. And it's because we are not eating right. We need to retrain our taste buds. Let's drink water. Let's consume water as opposed to Coca-Cola, as opposed to sweet, sugary drinks. Let's choose water. And that is a matter of, the key word here is choice. Choose those things that are going to benefit the health and not deprive the health. We need to understand that everything we eat will either bring disease or will either bring health. Let's make a choice for the things that we eat that will bring health. And I don't tell you to make a drastic change. I advocate moderation, and I advocate taking your time, and I advocate taking, getting off your medication without your daughter's notice. You need to do everything under the investigation of a medical professional, and let the medical professional take you off the medicine. When you're living a lifestyle that is healthy, or there's exercise, there's whole nutrition, including fruits, grains, vegetables, nuts, seeds, legumes. When we're exercising regularly, when we're getting the right amount of rest for us, when we're taking in adequate amounts of sunlight, when we are doing what we need to do for ourselves, first and foremost, you need to let the doctor say, you know what? Well, what are you doing differently? You're going to have to come. You don't even need this elevated prescription that I'm giving you now. I'm going to reduce it. And eventually your health professionals, they're not going to be the ones to take you off. If you start exercising, eating right, getting the water, many of us are walking around dehydrated. We need to get plenty of water. And we need to remember, do things in temperance. We don't need to eat two or three bananas. If you have high blood sugars, I don't say don't eat fruit. What you want to do is reduce, use it in moderation. Instead of eating two bananas, eat a half a banana and monitor your blood sugar. Monitor what the foods we eat are doing to our blood sugars. We must be our own best health care advocates. And if we're going to do that, we're going to start, but we've got to start somewhere. If you're not exercising outdoors, if you're not going to a gym, guess what? You can exercise by watching your favorite soap opera on a commercial. Just stand up and march in place. Or either sit there and move your legs. There's so many ways we can implement regular exercise into our diet just by small lifestyle changes and building up on them. 1 week you start off, you might do 5 steps. The next week or the next day you've elevated to 10 steps. Start where you are, but start. We must fight back, because if we don't fight back, we're going to see more and more loss of life, loss of kidneys, loss of eyesight, loss of kidney function, loss of so many preventable, reversible, chronic disease. Most of it is primarily related to what we're doing as far as our nutritional choices. Let's educate ourselves about what we need to eat. Let's re-educate our taste buds. Let's re-educate our taste buds by starting with a reduction of fried chicken. You might like fried chicken. I'm not going to say, you know, get off the fried chicken. That's not realistic for most people. Instead of eating 3 pieces, eat 1 piece. Instead of eating 3 times a day, eat it once a day. Start somewhere. We must start. We must not continue to depend on pharmaceuticals alone. Educate yourself. Your body's ability to heal itself is more reliable than you might know. Give your body a chance. A body is fearfully and wonderfully made, and we must find that out by practicing some simple lifestyle changes. And again, don't stop taking your meds. That's wise. You allow your healthcare professional to take you off of meds or to reduce your meds. By watching what you're doing, you'll be eating right. That's going to make a difference. I promise you, if you apply these laws of health systematically, religiously, and if you do them, the nutrition, exercise, water, sunlight, oh, fresh air, rest, and please trust in God, because your body is made to respond to good water, sunlight, fresh air. Give your body a chance. Many of us are quick to turn to pharmaceuticals. We're quick to turn to the things that we can just pop a pill. Oh, my people, there is a war going on out here. And it seems like to me many of us are losing the war for our health, but it's never too late. Fight back. Do things for yourself that will benefit your health. Drink more water. Many of us don't even get enough rest. And if you can, go to bed before midnight. Every hour before midnight is equivalent to 2 hours of sleep. Remember, your body is fearfully and wonderfully made. God knows what your body needs. He wants us. He says, beloved, above all things, I wish that thou would prosper and be in health. If God wants that for you, don't you think he's going to make it available for you to do it? We must educate ourselves. We must share information with our friends, with our neighbors, with our church members, our coworkers. Too many of us are overweight, which leads to obesity, which may lead to morbid obesity. That's dangerous, people. We have to start before we even get to that point. And we start simple. Start by just walking. It is free. You don't have to join an expensive gym. You don't have to buy clothes. You don't have to buy the expensive sneakers. All you have to do, if you want to start where you want to start, like I said, start while you're watching your favorite TV program. Start marching in place. When you go to your produce department, try and buy an apple. An apple is a wonderful fruit. It is high in fiber, which is going to help you with your bowel movements. It's going to give you vitamins and minerals that you need. It's medicine that will benefit you without the pharmacy. An apple a day. It's true. I say 2 or 3 apples a day in moderation. You must monitor your blood sugar always with what you're eating. And do you know that an hour of regular exercise is equivalent to 5 units of insulin? Because guess what? Exercise burns energy. And where's energy derived from? Sugar. The sugar that's in our bodies. We need to start exercising. Use exercise to burn your blood sugar, to get the blood out of your, to get the sugar, the excess sugar out of your bloodstream. Exercise is so beneficial. But we're not getting enough exercise. Many of us say we don't have time for exercise. Well, you know what? Some of us are going to be forced to exercise, or either we're going to be forced to be on hyperglycemic pills. We're going to be forced to be on insulin. People, let's avoid it. Let's prevent it. Let's fight back. With things that I'm talking about, you can, don't take a doctor's prescription to do it. It doesn't take a pharmaceutical pill to get out there and walk in most cases. And I advocate doing everything with a medical professional, knowing what you're doing and monitoring you and you monitoring yourself. But just don't wait on the medical profession to tell you what to do when you need to do it. Don't wait till you're in dire need, until your doctor said, you better lose weight or this or that. Start now. Be preventative. Be proactive in your health. Because if you don't, your health will tell you. Don't wait till something happens to you, till you're diagnosed with type 2 diabetes or you're diagnosed with some of these horrible chronic diseases. I won't speak to them because that's not what I want for you. I want health. I want victory for your health. Because if you don't fight the battle for yourself, if you're not the
you're not the greatest advocate for your health fighting back, people, none of us are exempt from the laws of health. If we're not going to eat right, eventually it's going to catch up with us and we're going to suffer the consequences. I advocate fighting back for your health by these simple lifestyle changes I've been sharing with you. Proper nutrition, including whole fruits, organic whole fruits and vegetables if you can. But try to fight back. Try to alleviate the processed foods, the fast foods, the frozen foods. Try to alleviate those things that are in boxes and cans. Go straight to your produce department and try to start implementing daily fresh fruits and vegetables into your diet, nuts, seeds, and grains. You have to fight back, because if you don't fight back for you, who's going to do it? And I think we have a caller. Let me check on the line. Do we have a caller? Hold on 1 second.
Hi, yes, Miss Perry. Hi, Miss Perry. I'm
hey,
a 61-year-old black man. I have diabetes, and I'm having to take medication for it. I kind of feel that I can get off this medication without doing much more. What information do you have for me that can help me get off this medication and get me back into a non-medicated lifestyle?
First of all, thank you, caller, for calling in with that wonderful question. One thing I'll reiterate this to you, caller. First of all, we don't want to, on our own, just get off our medication. We want to do this under the guise of a physician. We want to do this with our nutritionist or medical professional monitoring us and telling us how we're improving. And the medical professional will be the one to take you off the medication. But what you can do as an individual, as a warrior for your health, start eating your fruits and vegetables. Start eating fruits, grains, vegetables, nuts, seeds, legumes. Start some daily exercise. And what I'm finding with most people I talk to, we're not getting proper rest. The body needs rest. Is so very important. Rest rejuvenates us. Rest gives us what we need to rebuild and fortify our organs, our tissues. We need rest. That's when we're getting the benefit of revitalization. We need fresh air. Many of us are not getting fresh air because we're shallow breathers. We must learn how to take a nice, deep breath of fresh air when we're outdoors. We must trust in God. And remember, we must do things in temperance and moderation. We must not overeat or oversleep. Nothing overdone is good for us. Do things in moderation, caller. So what I advocate for you, caller, thank you again for calling, is start some changes on your own. You may want to talk to your healthcare provider to give you more information on what you should do, because your healthcare provider probably knows more about you than I know about you. But some things that I'm advocating, most of these things don't take a prescription. They take your willingness to improve your health. They take you being your own health advocate and fighting back and avoiding these chronic diseases that are plaguing so many African Americans. This type 2 diabetes is a monster. It's stealing left and right from our people. It's taking eyesight. It's taking fingers. It's taking toes. It's taking limbs. It's taking kidneys. It's destroying hearts. And it is preventable and reversible. We must fight back with some simple lifestyle changes. And it won't happen overnight, but it can happen. The process can begin. So I'm hoping some of those information I've given you will be of help to you. But one thing I will remind people, information without application is useless. You can know everything I'm telling you. You can listen to it. It may sound, but if you don't apply it to your life, if you don't program of exercise, a healthy nutrition, it's going to do you no good at all. We must fight back with education and the application thereof. Yeah, caller, are you still there? I think I lost my caller, and I think I'm running out of time. So what I'm going to do is share with you some information that I would like for you to follow. I'm on YouTube, so look for Healthy Choices with Perry on YouTube. I am on, of course, I'm on Twitter and also on Instagram. I give health information out on those venues. I also have boards on Pinterest. So there are many ways that I'm trying to give information out to God's sheep. And you can find me on Facebook under Healthy Choices with Tari. And you feel free to inbox me and ask questions. And if I don't know the information, I know a lot of people who will be willing to help you. But we must fight back with good information, but not just information, the application thereof. So thank you for listening. And please follow me on Healthy Choices with Tari on Facebook. Subscribe to my YouTube channel, Healthy Choices with Tari. And please follow me on Pinterest, follow my boards, and on Twitter, and under Healthy Choices with Tari. Because I believe that we can win this war. We must be willing to be active participants in the war for our health. Because the devil, looks like to me, he's winning. He's taking too many. He's taking too many kidneys. He's taking too many people's eyesight. He is a thief, and we must say, you know what? No more. No more stealing from me. And I am persuaded that the Lord God Almighty means what he says. When he says, beloved, above all things, I wish that thou prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers. Thank you for listening and have a wonderful day.